RTE@RTE.ie/ray/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/RTE/ rte.ie. And we got an email into that address last week from Rory Callaghan in Newcastle West in Limerick. And Rory's on the line now. Good afternoon, Rory.
Afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you. We'll read out the email and then we'll have a chat, I suppose. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Hi, Ray. I'm hoping you might be able to help on a mission of goodwill and help me find a good home for two David Gray tickets. I'm not able to attend, and as I will explain, I would love to pay it forward and let someone else enjoy what will be a great night. I want to pass these on for free. My wife Jackie bought these tickets for me for Christmas 2019, a lovely surprise, as when we met, White Ladder was in its prime in 2001. Please forgive me was our song at the time, even though Jackie did confess later on to hating the song, but put up with it as we were mad about each other. I followed David since watching him play pubs in Cork in the late 1990s, and when Donald Deneen always played Shine on his TV show at night. 2 weeks after I met Jackie, David played at The Point in a fantastic gig, and Jackie said she never forgot how excited I was. 18 years later, she surprised me with these tickets, but due to COVID delays, we didn't get to go. Yes, a lot of people. Now, at the age of 43... on March the 8th, and after 20 years together, married with three fantastic children, Jackie passed away suddenly, without warning. A healthy, loving mother and my best friend went upstairs and never came down, leaving a massive hole in our lives. I'm still trying to figure out how to get from day to day. I will not be able to make it from Limerick to Dublin for the gig on Friday, May 20th, in the Three Arena. I can't just leave the tickets go to waste, as they were bought with a sense of love and fun, and I would like someone else to enjoy Jackie's thoughtfulness and have a great night on her. The tickets are seated. If possible, could you offer the tickets out through your show? You have a radio community that love music and seem like a decent bunch. I hope David Gray plays again in the future and I can go and honour Jack's memory myself. Thank you for your time. Be well, Rory. Well, first, Rory, commiserations. March the 8th, it's what? March, April, it's only two months ago.
2 months. Two calendar months yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
9 weeks tomorrow.
Yeah, you poor thing. So 43, and it was, as you describe, very sudden, unexpected, a shock.
Oh, totally. I promise you nearly set me off again reading the email, but I'll control myself. Yeah, listen, it's just a normal day. Talked to Jack on the way home from work, as I always did, and we laughed and joked and talked about school and normal bits and pieces, and came home, and she just didn't feel well. Went upstairs for a lie down, as not out of the ordinary. And, yeah, just was up and down to her, and she said, yeah, she just thought she was hungry, and she'd be down for dinner, feed the kids. And 15 minutes later, went up to her, and... yeah, she found her in distress, but, you know, we tried our best. You know, some fantastic neighbours we have, and our neighbours came in to help before the ambulance came, and we tried our best to, you know, at resuscitation and to save her. And, you know, neighbours are great, looked after our kids. You know, our eldest, Ronan, became... the kids would surprise you, he's 15, but... you know, he looked after his two younger siblings, you know, went and got the defibrillator from the town with a couple of neighbours, and, you know,
yeah.
People couldn't have helped more. But, you know, the paramedics were exceptional in what they do. You don't need me to tell you that. They were compassionate and really professional, and really all they said was, you know, if it had happened in the middle of an ICU, they couldn't have saved her. And,
right.
It just, yeah, literally, she went upstairs in good form, and whatever it was, we were still waiting on a report, but whatever it was, it took her and took her quickly.
And no hint in the lead-up?
Fine, healthy girl. She'd been in work that day. She was only gone back to work a couple of months, and no, she was out walking 3 or 4 times a week. She had friends to go walking with. She watched what she ate. A very outgoing, healthy, bubbly personality and healthy girls, you know.
Mm.
Nothing to hint that there was this around the corner.
My word. And you're getting from day to day. Are you back at work, Rory?
I am. I have to say my work has been exceptional in support and the space they've given me. And I'm phasing back to work, combination of on-site and remote, and working around kids. They're still in school. My youngest girl is in fourth class, Solana, and it's allowing me to be there for her and the continuity of picking her up and dropping her to school and, you know, just try and keep that little bit of normality there. You know, we've fantastic neighbours, fantastic friends and family who I know would step in and do those things, but it's probably just important that if Mam isn't at the school gate, Dad is.
So you were together for 20 years. Where did you meet? Was it in a disco or at work or what?
No, work. Work. We were both in Collymore Bakery in Finglas. It's long gone. It was my first job. And Jack started not long before it closed in the quality department. I can still, in my mind's eye, I can see exactly where she was sitting, what she's wearing, when she looked up at me and saw her for the first time. There was a photocopier beside her desk, and I went in with a bunch of blank sheets of paper and photocopied them and chatted to her, and I did that for a couple of weeks just as an excuse to chat to her. And long afterwards, you know, we were chatting, we both knew we fell very hard very, very quickly.
Yeah.
It was an instant thing for both of us. And, yeah, it was great. We were...
And you moved in pretty smartish.
Jeez, my mother might be listening, Ray. We did everything that our kids did us. I'd be encouraging them not to. We were, as I said, we fell hard. We were great together.
Madly in love.
And you know, within 10, 11 weeks, we were moved in together, and we were just very happy and very clear and what we wanted, and just very content, and it was a lovely time.
And they say, you know, the recipe for a good relationship is compromise, so Jackie kindly sort of went along with your obsession with David Gray, even though she wasn't a huge fan herself.
I say she'd a lot to put up with and compromise with me, but I think at the time now we'd just go along with anything, but it was just that little, again, genius that I am. In my first conversation with her, I had those two tickets, and instead of offering to bring her, I tried to sell one to her.
Oh, your tickets! Oh, so this is sort of bookending, isn't it?
It is bookending. It's a strange.
Oh, right.
It is a strange thing, isn't it?
So back there then, in the year 2001 or thereabouts, you had two tickets for that gig, and go on, tell us about them.
I tried to sell her one, but she wouldn't buy it, so I went off with one of my friends instead. And I'm surprised she talked to me after it, but. Maybe it was a sign. If I had the cop on to see it, it was a sign that she was interested. I was just hoping. That's all that time was a lovely time to look back on, and you know, we just built on that.
Where is Jackie from?
Artane in Dublin. She's right. a proud Northside dub. You know, from a big family there, and but knew this, you know, that she was. She'd like a family and like to raise a family outside Dublin, and almost by default, I'm from West Limerick, and we ended up moving back here eventually. And, you know, we were lucky enough to settle down and, you know, blessed with three great kids. And she, you know, it was a big move for her. And, but she was, I suppose, the type of girl she was. She was the industry she worked in. She was worked with, in Dublin, in St. Mary's in Balldoyle, in the residential care setting with adults and kids with disabilities, and she continued that in Limerick. And, you know, she was able to transfer around the place. And, you know, she came down and found it difficult. And then, I suppose, as a young mother, she'd always say it's a very isolating time, even if you're in a community that knows you. And she just, you know, she made up her mind, and she went to the local parent and toddler group, and you know, she ended up running it on a voluntary basis for 12 years, and was very mindful of people that came into the community from outside that she knew what it was like to be a blow-in. And and from that, you know, she really, someone described it very well at the time of the funeral, as someone who's born and bred in the community. Instead of Newcastle West is a hard place to crack, but she's a Jackie Cractus.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of, she's just gotten from parents' councils to just, she was that person people went to. and took advice from, and she would disarm people with a smile straight away when she'd meet them. And you know, that's the way people remember her. And you know, when she died, the community came out in force.
And did you speak at the funeral?
I did. I did. I'm glad I did. I had made up my mind that I would, and I thought it was a great idea until the morning of the funeral. And we were lucky to have her home for the Thursday and the Friday night, and I just went down to her on at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when things were quiet, and we had great neighbours and friends who stayed with her if I took a few hours rest. And I just went down and I closed the door behind me and I sat with her and wrote a few words, and she was there with me when I did say a few words. And you know, I can't say I remember too much of it, and all I know is words wouldn't be able to form any semblance of what you'd like to say in those situations. You know, you can't sum up somebody's life, and especially somebody like that, into a couple of words.
And that's part of the reason you're talking to me today. You want people to know about Jackie.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I suppose I think this is showing me I should be kept away from emails late at night. I really, I suppose you grasp at things and you fixate on small things at times like this. And anything to do with Jack's memory or anything to do with her, or you summed it up nicely. This, you know, there might be an insignificant thing, you know, a pair of tickets, but they did kind of bookend our life together. And I just, the idea of not, you know, those two seats being empty when they were bought in the spirit of love and fun, and out of knowing somebody well, that, you know, she knew me well enough that she, you know, 18 years later she'd go again, and I just like someone else to go along and enjoy it, and those two seats would have enjoyment in them. And you know, it's not the most important thing in the world at all, especially going, you know, your previous segment, and what's going on in the world.
I'm just thinking about the songs on White Ladder. Please Forgive Me was your song, but there was This Year's Love, I suppose. And when you're at that age, you know, you think that the lyrics of songs are singing to you about your life, don't you?
Yeah, and he had, so his previous albums, you know, he was great at putting words together. He was great at transforming, you know, ideas and you know, it spoke of the time, and it was that time in our lives.
Yeah.
As I said, I just wanted to make sure tickets didn't go to waste. Didn't expect to be talking to you.
No, This Year's Love is here to stay. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't set me off now.
No, I don't. We had a little chat early on, and you were saying there were a number of things which, I'm lucky I've never lost somebody that close to me, but you do grasp at the little things, and there's a number of things that have happened. So, firstly, Jackie got, 5,000 photos printed off?
I suppose we all live in a digital age now, when our phones and everything else are full of photos, and, you know, you just don't print them off. You can have them, you can flick through them, but you don't print them. And 2 weeks before she passed, the box came in the door, and she had emptied my phone and her phone and whatever laptops we had, and there was 4,500 or 5,000 photos printed off and came in. And at the time of, you know, at the time of the funeral, and you want to, as I said, we had her at home, and you want photos around, and you want, you know, you just want to do things nicely, and we wouldn't have had anything like that. And all of a sudden, there's this box there, and you know, you do grasp at small things.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was a real mammy, and a real, you know, she looked after us, and, you know, she filled the freezer the week beforehand with weeks worth of food. We're only finishing it now, and it's just lots of small things that, you know, you in one breath you'd say it. Was she thinking of, did she know something in her subconscious? But there's not a hope that she would have left her kids and left, you know, that the life she loved in any way. You know, she would have fought hard, and that night, I've no doubt, she held on until I came home. She wouldn't have let that happen with, you know, the kids and you know, she was at home, and we had, you know, you grasp at the small things, but she was at home in her pajamas in bed. And, you know, after everything calmed down, you know, we got to, you know, try to get the kids and tell them, and we won't revisit that part, but it was lovely that we got to spend time with her in that environment, in the bed with her. And, you know, it's different to if she had responded in any way with the paramedics, and she, you know, if she had passed in the ambulance or in hospital, she wouldn't have wanted that. She would have wanted to be at home, you know. And in time, I know it'll be important to look back, and that'll be a very precious, precious time. That, you know, I'm on, as you said, 2 months. You know, tomorrow is week 9 since she passed. But I know somebody probably listening now is on day 1 and day 2 and day 3, and they mightn't be as lucky to have had that time to actually say goodbye and have moments like that. And I know that when we begin to figure this out, you know, the kids will hopefully, you know, appreciate that they had that time with her as well. But ultimately, they just deserve to have their mum. And, yeah, you know, she wouldn't have gone unless, you know, it was something serious.
And Rory, how are the children?
They're good. I mean, they're 11. Poor Lana's, she had her birthday a couple of days after Jack passed, and, you know, she was 10 at the time, and 14 and 15. And they're each processing it differently, and, you know, we'll make sure that they get the help they need, and we get them through. But sometimes they put you to shame. You know, they're good, but behind it all, they're kids.
Yeah.
And we just have to mind them.
And you'll all need, you know, professional help,
absolutely,
won't you?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's something people approach sometimes delicately and almost in a whisper, but, you know, that I know when the certain time period has to pass before it's beneficial, but I'm telling people when we do start it, I'll be shouting from the rooftops. I want everybody to know, because, you know, it'll be critical. You know, talk to some wonderful people who've been through this and are at the various stages after, and they've all really known the benefit of proper counseling. Yeah. There's some wonderful people out there doing that, and, you know, that's
so. Yeah. Explain to me again just about the tickets, because she bought the tickets, and you want, because they were bought with love, a sense of love and fun, and you want somebody to enjoy them.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy them. And, you know, if the two seats were empty on May the 20th, it's not going to stop the world by any means. This is small and silly, but if somebody can go and enjoy it, and, you know, we all have Jackie's spirit all around us.
Yeah.
And she was a force of nature, and she'd be suitably mortified about all this, but she...
I was thinking that, actually, while you were talking about her. Yeah.
I'll be haunted later, hopefully.
Hopefully, so yeah.
Yeah, but just, as you say, someone to enjoy it. They were bought with love and fun, and with a knowing of what would make someone happy. And if someone can just take them up and go, and that'd be great.
And Rory, you were talking about being haunted later on, and you've all the photos around, and that's a comfort, isn't it? That... Because obviously Jackie is everywhere you look in the house.
Yeah, everywhere. Even today, you know, the smallest things. You know, she 10, 11 weeks ago, she ordered blinds that she's been talking, changing in the house for 5 years, and squirreled money away for a year and ordered them and paid for them and everything else, and they were fitted this morning. So, you know, you never thought blinds coming through a door could make a grown man cry, but the poor guy fitting them was looking at me funny. But
did you explain it to him, or did you?
I did.
Yeah, of course you'd have to. Yeah, had to. Yeah.
But with Jack, she was. We talked a lot, and she was open with everything. And she always said she wanted to be cremated. So, you know, we have her here, and
great.
It is. You go in, you chat to her, and it's a nice connection to have. And, you know, I was blessed to have her in my life for so long, and the kids were, you know, the kids are only the way they are because of her. And, you know, that we still have her like that.
And Rory, do you mind me asking what song you played? Because there's a moment, isn't there, when somebody's been cremated?
Yeah. We had a lovely pass in Newcastle West, and we had lovely music at that, and we're sure friends played music, a lot of, you know, and it was liturgical, but it was done nicely. And but one of her friends, who's very talented on the flute, did squeeze in "Nothing Else Matter" by Metallica. It probably went over the heads of half the pop across right. the congregation. But at the crematorium, it was her time. So yeah. She went into Guns N' Roses. She had Nirvana in the middle.
Right.
Their last song played was "Love Street" by the Doors, and it was her music. She was a girl of the North Side, and anybody of that vintage would know all about the Grove.
Yes,
and
that's
you know, she always went on about the Grove, and she loved her music, and the kids have that love of music now as well, which is lovely.
Yeah. Right. Well, look, the tickets are there, and we'll see what happens with them. I think it was important for you to talk today. I don't want to assume too much, but I think it was. I think that may have helped you, just the chat.
The talking is always good, Ray. I didn't expect to be doing it with you now in this situation, but
no. But it's more about two men chatting. It's about you getting Jackie's story out there and how wonderful she was as a wife, a mother, a human being, and that's important.
Yeah, that's it. And the way she approached life and just looked for the good in people, and you know, try and live your life like that. It's a great way to look at it.
And may she rest in peace. We'll be talking again, Rory Callaghan. Mind yourself. Stay
mind
safe. Okay. Yeah, and give Ronan and Shane and Alana a hug for us later on this evening when they're home from school. Right.
Will do. Right. Thanks very much.
Bye now. Bye.
Mind
yourself. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 Ray at RTE.ie. And a lot of people reacting to Rory, who we spoke to in the first hour, and sharing their own experience of losing somebody at a young age suddenly. Listening to your caller, Rory, with heartache here. I live beside Kylemore Bakery and I'm in a Facebook group called Fingless Memories. Daily the bakery comes up with photos and stories, and if it meant anything to Rory, he could link in or indeed join. Many in the group may even know Rory and Jackie and would be honoured to pass on any memories that may help the family along the way. Just a thought for what seems like a wonderful family stricken by grief. Our deepest sympathy to Rory and the kids. What a beautiful gesture with the tickets. May Jackie rest in peace. That's from Fingless Memories. And that was my dad 17 years ago. My mum died at 43, suddenly too. I was 17. I want to send Rory and his family kind wishes. It's a long road, but in time they will have more good days than bad days. It's not the big days that will get you too much. It's the ones that come out of the blue, just a normal day. I'm proof that the kids will survive, and Rory, you will have an unbelievable connection to your children. That's the gift Jackie has given you forever. And Rory's an amazing person. What very profound words. His children are so lucky to have him, so generous and thoughtful. Wish him well. It's an East Limerick person as opposed to a West Limerick person, and just heartbroken listening to radio struck a chord with me, as I too got together with my husband with the love of music. In our case, it was Pearl Jam. Thinking of Rory and his children, what a lovely idea. I hope someone else will enjoy David Gray as much as Jackie and Rory would have. That's from Caroline. And heartbreaking listening to Rory, so much love and admiration for his wife and his family. RIP Jackie, and Gráinne, nice words there as well. And sending best wishes. Jackie sounded like an amazing woman. My mother-in-law was 72 and young at heart. She was a big David Gray fan and thought he was a lovely singer and a lovely fella. My husband got tickets for Christmas 2019 for his mammy to see David Gray live, but gigs were postponed. Sadly, this amazing woman passed away in October 2021 after a long and courageous battle with cancer. We will toast our mammy-in-law's bravery and courage when we go to see the gig on the 20th of May, and we will raise a glass to Jackie too. Best wishes there. And we play a little bit of this. Yeah, we have time for a chat. Just a little bit of this.
Sail away with me, honey. Put my heart in your hand. Sail away. Sail away with me. What will be, I wanna hold you now, now, now. Crazy skies are wild above me now. Winter howling at my face. And everything I hate. held so dear disappeared without a trace. Oh, all the times I tasted love, never knew quite what I had. Little darling, if you hear me now, never needed you so bad. Spinning round inside my head. Sail away with me, honey, I put my heart in your hand. Sail away.
David Gray and Sail Away.